Hello, ladies. I am in a time of my life that many of you may also be in, so I thought I'd talk about it today. It's actually not something I want to talk about because it's easier to try to deny it and just stay really busy. The fact is, my oldest son is graduating from high school in May, on the 28th of May. I have struggled with this more than I thought I would. He's not even moving away in the fall. Many of you have children move out of your home and go across the country to college. It's not even that. That's why it feels silly to me that this should be so emotional. I just hate change. I just know in my heart that after my oldest graduates from high school, things aren't ever going to be exactly the same anymore. Many of you have done this, you have grown children, and you've gone through many changes like this. I'm not facing a wedding yet, or something like that. No one's moving away, so this is a small change for me, but a big milestone. At the same time, and this sounds so silly, we've lived for 11 years on 3 acres, but the reason we chose where we live is because the entire perimeter of our property is surrounded by trees. So we are completely private where we live, even though there's a busy street on the other side of the trees and we live near a mall and we're in town. We have a 3-acre peaceful private spot, completely unseen by others, May through October, when all the trees are in bloom. We have a lot of privacy. We have a pool in our backyard. Well, we live on a corner, and our town decided we needed a roundabout on that corner. So we had no choice, and they bought our corner of our property from us to put the roundabout on, and they have just taken down all the trees behind our house and right near our pool, and all of a sudden we are completely exposed. Looking out my back window of my living room that's always been full of trees and lots of birds and things like that, now it's all been taken down, and to me it looks like a war zone. I've known for about a year this is going to happen, but it is very hard for me. I needed my peaceful private sanctuary of home. And so this is happening at the same time as my son is graduating. And I don't know why, but those two changes together have me very emotional. So if you are in a period, in a season of some large change in your life, it could be that maybe it's something so much bigger. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Maybe you just had to move far away from your family. There could be so much bigger changes than what I'm going through, but I think in a small way that feeling is similar. That little bit of franticness that you don't want this to happen and there's nothing you can do about it. I am feeling that. And if I keep myself very busy, it doesn't come up very often. But when I am very moody or snappish, if I think about it for a few minutes, it is probably because of that feeling of fear that change is coming and there's nothing I can do about it. So the Lord has brought me many times back to the verse that I love and we all love very much. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord is with us through all of these changes in our life. He understands how we feel, and He felt that way. When he was on earth, Jesus felt very alone, very isolated, very rejected. Those were 3 major emotions and feelings that he probably went through more than any other on his 33 years on earth. No one understands how we feel more than the Lord, Jesus Christ, at this time. So when you're feeling those panicky, afraid, I want to stop this, I need to try to control this, feelings as life is changing and progressing around you and there's nothing you can do about it, try to get alone for a few minutes and think through, God is with us. God understands this. We are going to make it. And there are greater things on the other side of this that we don't know and we'll be glad for. They're going to be even better for us and better for our kids and better for our futures and better for the cause of Christ. I love you, ladies. I hope this is an encouragement to you. And this week, let's look for others to help. Walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.